بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر إلى الذين يزعمون أنهم آمنوا بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك يريدون أن يتحاكموا إلى الطاغوت وقد أمروا أن يكفروا به ويريد الشيطان أن يضلهم ضلالا بعيدا. In the previous ayat Allah explained the whole system of the Shariat of Islam, that our Shariat is based on the Quran Sharif, Hadith Sharif, Ijma, consensus of the ulama, and then by Qiyas. Now Allah explains the instance of one munafiq, that is the person who showed himself to be a Muslim, but he was not a Muslim, and how they want to do harm to Islam. And that it all this is so that we are on our guard. We don't follow them and we don't fall in the same trap that though we think we are Muslims, but we are harming Islam. And this was the instance where one munafiq, Bishr his name was, he had an argument with a Jew. He was also not a true Muslim, but he pretended, he made himself look like a Muslim, this munafiq Bishr. When they had this argument, so the Jew said, let us go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to sort out our matters, because he knew that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's decisions were always spot on, perfect. He would have full justice for everyone. However, the munafiq wanted to go to Ashraf ibn Ka'ab, a Jew. Because he knew he could bribe him and he could get the decision made in his way. However, the Jew insisted that they come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They came and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hearing the case and saw that the Jew was in the right, gave the decision in favor of the Jew. Then this munafiq Bishr, he was not happy with that and he insisted they go to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu for his decision. And he knew that Hazrat Umar disliked the Jews, and so he would give them the decision in my favor. But the Jew knew that Hazrat Umar, though he dislikes the Jews, but he will never make a wrong decision. Whoever's right it is, he will give according to that. So he agreed. They went there and they presented their case to Hazrat Umar. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard out the whole case and then said, wait, I'm just going in my house, I will come out and I will make the decision. He came out with his sword and he killed that Bishr immediately. And he said, this is what decision I make for that person, that after Allah's Rasul made a decision and he comes to me for a decision, this is the decision that I make for him. The family people of Bishr then brought the case against Hazrat Umar to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said that he killed a man wrongly, and that they only went there not for another decision, but just to make sulah, to make peace between the two. On that Allah revealed his ayat and said they did not go for any peace, they went there in for another decision. So Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ يَزْعُمُونَ. Kya tune na dekha unko jo dawa karte hai. Have you not seen those people who make this claim? Annahum amanu bima unzile ilayka. Ke iman laaye hain us par jo utara tere taraf. Wama unzile min qabli. Aur jo utara tujhse pehle. That they claim, we believe in what has been revealed to you and what was revealed before you to the other Anbiya. In other words, we have become Muslim and we have accepted Iman. But of course, this person, Bishr, it was just a munafiq, he did not accept Islam. Just outwardly, he said that he brought Iman. And what is the intention? Yuriduna ayyatahakamu ila ta'ud. Chahte hai ke qaziya le jaye shaitan ke taraf. And what they want is to take a case, the argument they have to settle it, they take it to shaitan. That is, they want to take Ka'ab ibn Ashraf, who was the worst enemy of Islam, a Jew, was the worst enemy, and who would have taken a bribe and made the decision in the wrong person's favor. So that is what their nature is. وَقَدْ أُمِرُوا أَنْ يَكْفُرُوهِ اور حکم ہو چکا ہے ان کو کہ اس کو نہ مانے. And they have been given clear instructions that they must not follow the way of shaitan. They must follow the way of Rahman, what Allah Ta'ala, what is truth, and whoever is in the right, decision must be made in the right of that person, even if he is a non-Muslim. But whoever is right, justice must be maintained at all times. وَيُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانَ أَن يُضِلَّهُمْ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. اور چاہتا ہے شیطان کہ ان کو بہکا کر دور چالے ڈالے. And شیطان's intention is that he misguides a person and he takes him into far misguidance. So that is how شیطان was successful with this person, Bishop. From here, the lesson for us is that whenever we have any arguments or anything, we must see that justice get done. We must not bribe or go to people who will make the decision in our favor, even if we are in the wrong. Whatever is right, that must be done under all circumstances and in all ways. When Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu made this decision, then Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and he told that Hazrat Umar has been named Farooq on that day, that he is the one who distinguishes between right and wrong. And he came and he killed this munafiq immediately because he did not accept the decision of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From here also we can see how important the decision of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. And Allah upheld that decision and Allah ta'ala made Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu worry that he was, Allah freed him from that accusation that he killed this person wrongly. That was the right thing to do. From there we see that every decision of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also binding and how important it is. Allah give us tawfiq to understand our deen, the commands of Allah, and to follow according to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, and to maintain justice at all times between all people, whether that justice is against us also, it must be maintained. Even if it is against the poor, it must be maintained. Whatever it is against, justice must be maintained. That is the primary source of a stable society and a stable government. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.